You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win. It was 2-1, it's been enhanced to 3-1. And Andreas Cornelius to score and Copenhagen to win. It was 6-1, that's been enhanced to 8-1. Weird season for Leicester City so far. Those two matches in the lead up to Champions League dates, they've been thrashed at Anfield and thrashed at Old Trafford 4-1 both times. And this weekend, or last weekend, just gone, they were humiliated by Chelsea, getting beaten 3-0. It's not, at the moment, it's not spilled over into the Champions League exertions, and they've managed to produce their best form in this competition. I just wonder whether it's going to happen again. It's going to catch up with them at some point. That's what I fear.
Yeah, I mean, I'd written this in my notes as well. They're not easy games, are they? Chelsea, Man United, Liverpool. But I've written in my notes, don't worry about the thrashing at the weekend because that is exactly what happens before all of these Champions League games. They've always been battered. But the worry is the lack of shots they had in that game. I mean, if they're not going for it, they're not the Leicester City of last season, are they? Which is a real worry. But completely different animals, you say, in this competition. It held Porto, kept Porto off the score sheet. They did hit the post in that game, but they won 1-0 there. And, of course, a brilliant performance against Club Brugge, who are the real poor member of this group. So Copenhagen put 4 past them in the last game. So this will be tougher. Copenhagen have started really well. They've drawn 7 of their last 10 away games, FC Copenhagen, not lost any of them. So I think I'm going to have to side with a draw here. I could easily see this being 0-0 or 1-1. I think it's going to be a draw. I think the 5-2 is what we'll have to take here. In terms of a goal scorer, Jamie Vardy is not firing at the moment. In this competition, I'd rather take Islam Slimani any time.
Yeah.
8-5 he was. And I'd also not be surprised if you wanted to have a look again. And this is not a market I like often, but seeing as I've said it in both games so far, it sounds like I'm lying. Both teams to score no is 8-11. Just think this one again will be quite tight, and both teams will not get on the score sheet. But the draw at 5-2 would not be surprising. If Leicester are going to win this, they're going to sneak it 1-0, I think, again, and it's going to be 11-2. But can they keep doing that? Can they keep relying on that? I'm not so sure they can, and I'd rather be on the draw here at 5-2.
Yeah, I like Riyad Mahrez to score in this game. He's 8-5-2. I get on the score sheet, Mahrez. He's definitely saving a bit back for the Champions League this season. Having watched him play in the Premier League and compared that play to against Club Brugge, as you mentioned, and Porto in those two games they won, he, I think, will look for a move in the summer, definitely. And it's a shop window for him, isn't it, the Champions League, European competition. So I think Riyad Mahrez will score in this game, 8-5. I think they can keep doing it against teams like Copenhagen. You look at Copenhagen's record in the Champions League, they've only won one of their 11 Champions League away games.
Yeah, they've never won in England as well. So that's what's stopping me from going all out and saying they're going to win.
Yeah.
I think it's either going to be here. I know I shouldn't be hedging my bets, but it's either going to be Leicester 1-0, which you can back at 11-2 if you're a correct score punter, or the draw, and I'd say 0-0, 1-1. So you could look at unders perhaps in that one as well.
Yeah, I'm going with Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester to win in this game, which I'm hoping is going to be around about 5-2. It's 9-4, Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester to win, which I like. And that last away win, by the way, in the Champions League for Copenhagen, that came 6 years ago against Panathinaikos.
So right.
I think you're putting your neck on the block if you're going with Copenhagen to win this game. But Leicester odds on at 10-11. I think people will be fearful that even though in those games against Anfield, against Liverpool, at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea and at Old Trafford against Manchester United, they've been thrashed in those games at least last season. They only picked up 2 points from those 3 fixtures last season. But they were belligerent in those games.
Yeah, they did.
They
didn't
rolled over this year.
Yeah, they didn't crumble, which is a real worry. I mean, their defence has been pretty sturdy so far in the Champions League, exemplary, in fact. But at some point, you know, that defending is gonna, well, that kind of defending that they've done in previous weekends is gonna hurt them in the Champions League. But I agree what you're saying about Riyad Mahrez, shop window, particularly if Leicester progress, so he'll be doing everything to try and get them through. Leicester 1-0 or the draw here.
Just as a quick sidebar here, do you think Leicester's defending from set pieces, which has been much talked about and publicised, have they been hindered by the introduction of the in inverted commas, new rules this season where grappling in the box is punishable.
Well, Robert Hoof loves a grapple. I'll leave it at that.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.